Music marks the times of our lives, reminds us of days gone by, and inspires today's and tomorrow's hits. Hi, I'm D. Dwayne, and welcome to The Real Deal, spotlighting the best music and the biggest artists of yesterday, providing an insight of just what made them so great. Referring to his exceptional vocal talent, he often was referred to as The Voice. Today we proudly present and feature the life and music of Mr. Luther Vandross, an R&B icon who from his humble beginnings developed into a successful songwriter and producer, as well as one of the most highly regarded singers of our time. We'll take a look at his life and career and of course present some of his biggest hits throughout the years. I know you're going to enjoy this. My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal. Luther Vandross Jr. was born on April 20th, 1951 in Manhattan, New York. He was the fourth child and second son of Mary Ida and Luther Vandross Sr. Luther's father was a singer and his mother, a nurse, was also a gospel singer. At the age of three, having his own record player, Luther taught himself how to play the piano by ear. He always loved music and always enjoyed emulating his favorite vocalists at a very early age. Luther's father passed away when he was 8 years old, and his family moved from the Bronx when he was 13. His sisters, Patricia and Anne, began taking him to the Apollo and to a theater in Brooklyn to see artists like Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin. His exposure to the great singers of the day left a huge impact on him. Eventually, Luther would get his opportunity to perform at the Apollo. In fact, in his high school years, he performed at the Apollo with a group known as the Shades of Jade. He was also a member of a theater workshop called Listen, My Brother, and appeared in the second and fifth episodes of Sesame Street. Yep, you got it right, Luther Vandross and Big Bird on Sesame Street.
We were the first group on Sesame Street the very first day that it was on the air in October of 1969. We had no idea that Sesame Street would turn out to be what it ended up being. We didn't know. All we knew that there was a chance to be on TV.
A chance to be on TV. And that's just about when he discovered his voice.
Now, I always knew I had a good sense of pitch and melody and tone. You know, I always knew that. But when I discovered I could actually sing, probably was in my early teenage years.
Luther loved to sing, and he loved to perform. He attended Western Michigan University for a year before dropping out to pursue a career in music. In 1972, he sang background vocals on an album by Roberta Flack. Shortly thereafter, he started the first ever Patti LaBelle fan club, of which he was the president. Luther kept his focus and continued to sing backup for various bands and projects. At the age of 23, he visited a high school friend who was playing with David Bowie. David Bowie overheard Luther singing background and making suggestions on one of his songs. Bowie liked what he heard and hired Luther as a background singer and vocal arranger on his next album. David Bowie was not only impressed with Luther's vocal skills, but together they wrote the song Fascination in 1974, which was included on David Bowie's Young Americans album. Luther went on tour with David Bowie, and in 1975, he wrote the song Everybody Rejoice for the Broadway musical The Wiz. Luther was on a roll, and it didn't take long for him to be in high demand as a professional background vocalist. He sang background for Chaka Khan, Bette Midler, Diana Ross, Barbara Streisand, Benny King, and Donna Summer. He later became the lead singer for the group Change, whose album The Glow of Love was certified gold in 1980. Luther also found success writing and singing commercial jingles. In 1981, Luther, with a little push from Roberta Flack, decided to go solo and was signed to Epic Records.
That's right. Roberta Flack single-handedly pushed me out into the front. She said, "You're getting too comfortable sitting on this stool singing ooh and ah behind me."
Right.
She said, in these words, "I'm lovingly firing you." And she introduced me to some people, and that's how I went and made Never Too Much in House Is Not Home.
Roberta said, "I'm lovingly firing you." Well, Luther was ready, and it seemed like everybody in the business knew that except him. Released on July 21st, 1981, here is the song that truly started it all for Luther, Never Too Much. My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal. Mm.
I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that to see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh my love, a thousand kisses from you is never too much. I just don't wanna stop. Oh my love, a million days in your arms is never too much. I just don't wanna stop.
Too much, never too much. Never too much, never too much.
Woke up today, looked at your picture just to get me started. You up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Well, who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way, and yet this is only the beginning.
Much, entirely written by Luther, reached the number one spot on the R&B charts, and the album was a huge success for Luther, selling well over 2 million copies. Whew! This also marked the beginning of songwriting collaborations with bassist Marcus Miller and pianist, producer, arranger Nat Adderley Jr. They established a writing and performing combination that would last throughout Luther's entire career. The Never Too Much album also contained one of my favorite Luther Vandross songs. Written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, here's Luther's version of A House Is Not a Home.
Chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold tight and no one there you can kiss.
is still a room. Even when there's nothing there but gloom, but a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game when it ends. Pretty little darling, have a heart. And don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. Turn the key, oh, please be there, saying that you're still in love with me. Yeah. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home where I climb there and turn the key. Oh, please be there, still in love. I said, still in love. Still in love with me. Yeah. Are you gonna be in love with me? I want you. I need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby wouldn't be still in love. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be? Well, 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 still in love, so in love, still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be? With
Luther's next album, titled Forever, For Always, For Love, was released in August of 1982. The album was certified platinum and earned Luther a Grammy Award nomination for Best R&B Vocal Performance. One of his biggest hits on that album featured the opening track of a song that was originally recorded by Sam Cooke in 1962. It's time to head to the dance floor. It's Bad Boy having a party on The Real Deal.
That's why your mama told you that you couldn't go out.
Stay in the house.
Bad boy. Gonna sneak out tonight. He's gonna take by her window. Cause he sure wants to go out and everyone's here. No one wanted to miss. If you don't get home on the double,
oh, yeah,
you're going to be in trouble.
Well, all right.
I hope your mama don't look in your room, cause if she does, she'll be here soon.
Boy.
She's gonna be mad. You're a bad boy. You got it bad.
Boy.
Say goodbye to your friend. Gonna tip by her window, cause he sure wants to get out and dance.
Yeah. Oh, sure. That's
what I want.
Yeah. gonna sneak out tonight. He's gonna tip by her window.
The year is 1983, and major opportunities kept coming Luther's way. He successfully produced and wrote for Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin. Luther and Marcus Miller wrote Jump to It, marking a huge and successful comeback for Aretha Franklin. Now, during the early to mid-80s, R&B dance music was dominating the charts. In 1985, it was all about Midnight Star, The Commodores, Kool & the Gang, and Ready for the World, cranking out hit after hit. Then along comes Luther with one of the smoothest ballads of his career. Written by Brenda Russell and released in March of 1985, here's If Only for One Night. My name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal.
If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away your fear. It would be so nice if only for one night. I won't tell it. No one has to know. If you want to be totally discreet, I'll be at your side, if only for one night. Yeah, yeah. If only for one night. Your eyes say things I never hear from you, and my knees are shaking too. But I'm willing, willing to go through. I must be crazy standing in this place, but I'm feeling no disgrace for. If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away your fear. It would be so nice if only for one night. Yeah, yeah. If only for one night. I'll tell you what I need.
One night, one night.
One
night.
Not only did Luther have his own style, His music was fresh and very romantic. Here's Luther discussing romance.
How romantic am I? On a scale of 1 to 10. I'm a good, solid 10. I'm really romantic. I have visions of, you know, romance is escape for me. I mean, when I have been in very romantic situations, it's the best part of my life.
I heard that, Luther. In fact, if you were born around 1984, 85, or 86, go ask your mom and dad about Luther in some of these songs. If they start smiling and grinning, don't say nothing. Keeping You With The Night I Fell In Love album, released in March of 1985, another hit written by Luther. Here's My Sensitivity Gets In The Way on The Real Deal. And Nat Adderley Jr. became quite a hit-making machine, and together, in August of 1986, they did it again. Hitting number one on the R&B charts, here's Stop the Love. My name is D. Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal.
make almost any guy room to look for the love he don't get whenever he's alone at home. Away in the day that you
I hope you've been paying attention because it's time for an R&B pop quiz. It's time to play What You Know About Luther. Okay, I'm going to ask you 5 questions about Luther Vandross, of which I've already given you the answers to. It's pretty easy. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Number 1, when is Luther's birthday? Can you at least remember the year? Okay. Well, I know that's kind of tough to remember dates sometimes. His birthday was April 20th, 1951. Number 2, what is Luther's mother's name? That's a little tough one. That's kind of hard. Her name is Mary Ida Vandross. Okay, Mary Ida Vandross. Number 3, who gave Luther his big break? Was it Quincy Jones, American Idol, or was it Big Bird? It was not Big Bird. No, it was not. Who gave Luther Vandross his big break? Come on now, you gotta remember that one, right? You don't know? Seriously? David Bowie. David Bowie gave Luther Vandross his big break. Number 4, name his first solo record. Now, come on now, that's easy. You gotta know that one. What is the name of Luther Vandross's first solo hit record? Okay, there, not yet. Okay, now you finally got one. There it is. Never Too Much. That's right. Number 5, name the hit song that Luther and Marcus Miller wrote for Aretha Franklin. That one you ought to remember too. Come on now, come on. Aretha Franklin, her comeback, what was the song? There you go, yeah, Jump to It. Jump to It was the song that Luther and Marcus Miller wrote for Aretha Franklin's comeback. Now a bonus question, okay? Are you ready for the bonus question? Number 6, here's the bonus question. What is my name and the name of this program? What you talking about? You don't know my name. You don't know my name? Well, If you got at least four of them right, congratulations and thank you for paying attention. The rest of y'all need to listen to this program again and again until you get at least four of those questions right, okay? Then you can ask somebody else, what you know about loofah? Written and originally produced for Dionne Warwick, this next song was a major hit for Luther in 1986. Here's So Amazing. My name is Dee Dwayne, and you're listening to The Real Deal. Self-conscious about his body image and weight struggles. He suffered from diabetes and hypertension, both of which may have been brought on by family genetics, as well as lifestyle and nutrition. He admitted to being a yo-yo dieter, and he lost and gained 100 pounds over 13 times. A very busy and private person, in the late 80s, he was confident that he had his weight and health issues under control. In 1986, another hit for Luther, whose career continued to enjoy success. From his album of the same name, here he is with Give Me the Reason.
The love.
A very tight schedule with recording and touring throughout the 90s. He had a major hit in 1991 with Power of Love, on which he won a Grammy. In 1994 with Going in Circles was a major hit, also in 1996 with Crazy Love. Luther has just finished the vocals on his album Dance With My Father when on April 16, 2003, he suffered a severe stroke at his home in New York. The stroke left him in a coma for nearly 2 months. The stroke also left Luther with difficulty speaking and singing, as well as confinement to a wheelchair. The album Dance With My Father went on to win 4 Grammys in 2004, and on February 8th, Luther Vandross accepted the Grammy for Song of the Year to a standing ovation via a videotape recording.
Hello, everybody. I wish I could be with you there tonight. I want to thank everyone and for your love and support. And remember, when I say goodbye, it's never for long, because I believe in the power of love.
Sadly, that was Luther Vandross's final public appearance.
Child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep.
downstairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final, final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. Pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too. Could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Luther Vandross passed away at the age of 54 on July 1st, 2005. During his career, he sold over 25 million records worldwide and received 8 Grammy Awards. He was inducted into the Soul Music Hall of Fame in December 2012. Luther Vandross was the real deal. His catalog of music is as vibrant today as it was on the day it was recorded. The Real Deal is produced by Melody Productions, and we welcome your comments and ideas for future shows. Hit me up at the D-Man, that's the D, M as in Mary, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, the D-Man, 524 at hotmail.com, and I'll hit you right back. Always keep it real, and thanks again for listening to The Real Deal.